But no, it was good. Guys worked hard again today, and energy's good. Energy's really good. You know, and these guys are, I can't say enough about them. So we'll keep pushing and keep getting better.
You haven't had to deal with a daunting weather forecast like this. How does that affect game planning?
It can. You know, the elements are part of the game. I don't know what it's going to be like Sunday. I know they're calling for snow. So we'll adjust accordingly, you know. But it'd be different, you know, for our players. I wish there was a little snow before the game just so we can, you know, so I can see how guys handle that, you know. Talking about skill guys, you know, quarterback and that thing. But I'm sure we'll do well. I mean, we'll handle it well. And but we won't try to focus on it too much, but understand that it's going to be part of the game.
Snow, wind, cold, how valuable would that be when you
evaluate? Very, because that's the division we play in, and that's the elements that we deal with and we face in this division. So I think all those things you want to expose them to as much as you can so that you can see, so you can have an idea of what that's going to look like.
Yeah, you know if he's played in much inclement weather?
I don't think he's played in a lot, living in Southern California. You know, I know they go to Colorado. I think they went there and the possibility of snow there, but I don't think he's had to deal with it too much, you know. My time coaching at USC, I never had to deal with it too much. So I would think he hadn't either.
Is there any way to simulate those kind
of wish, I wish it was, Mary Kay. If you have an idea, let me know. I'll ask somebody to drop some snow down. The good man upstairs, try to help us out. Tony, why you grab your head there? Come on back, Tony. Come on back. I know. We're done with the water bottles right now.
Been working on him for years, by the way, so don't worry about it. Hey, we've talked all year about this rub that you have in developing and trying to win. Mm-hmm. And in light of our conversations with Sashi this week, who said the focus is not on winning, and then, you know, you have to turn around and tell your players, hey, we need to win. Do you worry about kind of a mixed message getting to your locker room?
I don't, you know, I wouldn't think that that Sashi meant it that way, just me knowing him. I mean, I think what he was saying to you guys is probably looking at things from a different space from where he is. You know, I think Sashi is as competitive as anybody I know, you know, and I think we're all trying to win. I don't know any other way to do this, me personally. And, you know, with the team, that's all we ever talk about. I don't care what the situation is here, you know, as far as what anyone thinks about talent, these things, the elements, any of it. I'm always trying to win. I just don't know any other way to do it. I don't want our players to know any other way to do it. Now where Sashi sits, you know, he looks at probably from a different lens. But I know him very well and know that he is as competitive as anybody. And I know this is honestly killing him, you know, all of us. But at the same time, we understand what we're trying to do and where we're trying to go. But I don't want anyone to have the message that we don't want to win or that we're not working to win or that we're not trying to win, because that's not the case at all. I mean, I would feel really disappointed if anybody felt that way, players, anybody, because this business is too hard, you know, not to go out there to try to do that each and every week.
You, Emmanuel Agba, has he settled in and for you? I mean, is that where he's going to be?
Oh, yeah. No, he is. I think he's, you know, I think he's growing. I think he's learning that, you know, every week is a different challenge. You know, you face different offensive lineman week in and week out, and just learning how to keep preparing for those guys and how to defeat those guys. You know, he's done a good job, I think, since he's been there. I think he's come alive a little bit, you know, not that he wasn't before, but I think you see his the naturalness and his ability to rush and different abilities to play to run and do those things a little bit more there at that position. So I feel very comfortable that that's where he is and where he will be. If he grows into something else as we go, great. But I think right now I feel very good about him playing that spot.
Why did you guys finally decide to settle him there as opposed to outside backer?
Well, I think that's the key, you know, to coaching. I think you keep watching and keep looking and you try to put players in the best position to have success. I don't, You know, a lot of people get drafted, do a lot of different things, but I think it's our job as coaches to keep determining where guys best fit for them and where they can have success. And he came on and had those three sacks and some hits, and it's unfortunate the call he got last week. I thought that was a tough call on him, you know. But I think he's playing well. I think he's getting better, and I think he's got to continue to improve.
I think most people, probably including us, don't know him very well. Family, maybe not at all, or barely. But from that standpoint, just as a window for people looking at how this new regime is operating, what kind of stuff do you guys, you and Sashi, talk about during the week as the season's going along?
How to get this organization better. You know, how every day to find a way to attain our goals and dreams and aspirations, which is to be a collaborative group, and then sustain winning, you know. And I think it is something you have to talk about very often, because if you don't, it can elude you, you know. And I've I can't tell you how many hours of conversation that me and Sashi have about what we truly believe it takes to win and what the vision is here. And, you know, we started in this just like you're saying. I've gotten to know him. You didn't know him. I've gotten to know him over time, just like I've gotten to know everybody here. And sometimes that takes time, but I can tell everyone that me and him are joined at the hip. We have one vision, and it's to make this organization the best and one of the best in football. And it's unfortunate it's not happening at the rate that everybody wants or wish. I mean, I'm on the top of that pole. I'll be the first to tell you, I love to win. I do not like losing. Never have, never will, and I'm struggling with it now. I'll be the first to tell you that. But I will... I can tell you without question that he is committed, understands, is all in to doing one thing, and that's helping this organization get back to where it rightfully belongs for a long time, not just for a flash in the pan, not just for a year, but for time, for sustainable time of winning football games and winning championships. That's what we want to be about. And
this time of year, will you talk about the whole nine yards of one player, say, from one week to the next? I won't throw any names out there. Let's say player X. Will you and Sashi sit around and talk about that guy
for
5 minutes at a time?
We have to. I mean, I think we are always talking about, you're talking about guys on our team. Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, we're always talking about players on our team because we have to. I mean, that's what this is about. It's about finding the best men that are going to help represent our football team in the vision that we have for Cleveland Brown football players, at how they play, how they conduct themselves, how they go about their business. And there's no question we're in unison on all of that.
From the standpoint, he was a lawyer. You know, it's hard for a lot of people to understand how he would have the expertise to have the final say over.
And I respect that, but I think he leans on me a lot when it comes to a lot of those things. And I think we're getting to know each other. And I have a lot of faith and trust in Sashi. You know, I respect what you're saying, that he's a lawyer, but I also respect that, you know, you start someplace and you work at it. And his work ethic is second to none. And he spends the time, and he's willing to listen and work through different things. And I think that's what this is all about. And so I feel very comfortable about what we're going to do in the future. You know, I know sitting here today, we're being judged, and that's okay, and I get it. And but at the same time, you have to start someplace, and this is our starting point. And I think I'm asking everybody to give us a chance and see what it will look like as we continue to move forward. And I think that's all any of us can do.
You talk about how it's affecting you, but yet the long-term plan. If the long-term plan does work out, whatever year it is, will this year be worth it?
Heck yes. For what we're trying to do, which is be division champs and hoist the Super Bowl trophy, I promise you I'll look back at this year and I'll probably laugh about it at some point. Right now I can't. I can't stomach it, but I will, because I truly believe in what we're trying to accomplish and what we're trying to do. And I'll be the first to tell you, there's times when I wake up and I go, wow, what am I doing? You know, but it's conversations with Sashi, it's conversations with Jimmy, it's conversations with Paul and Andrew Berry that make me realize and see that we're doing this the right way. And it's hard. And it's hard when you're in it. There's no question about that. But I truly believe it's the right thing to do.
Is it almost, in a way, somewhat tougher for you because you're playing against guys like Marvin, who you're so close to, and you're playing against John Harbaugh, who you're so close to, mm-hmm. and I'm sure I'm so familiar with Mike Tomlin.
I am close to him too.
Failing in your division in front of your friends.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Mary Kay, you said it. I mean, it's not just those guys; it's your peers. I mean, I like to be competitive and beat everybody too. You know, I don't like to lose at anything, and I'm competing against men who I rub elbows with. You know, and I like to be one up, not two down. You know, and so. I've had to deal with that, you know, and that's hard because normally I'm on the other side of the ledger and trying to beat up on them. But like I said, right now, they better enjoy it now because it ain't going to be like this very long. I promise you that.
What compelled you yesterday to back off, Cody?
Back off?
And, you know, said we're being too harsh.
I'm not going to go there. I can't, Peter. I won't do that. I don't think that, and maybe I said it the wrong way. I don't want you guys to think I'm going to coach Cody, and I probably came across the wrong way. I didn't mean that I was being too harsh. I didn't think, that's why I never said I. So if you guys go back and look, I said we. I'm talking about you, okay? Not I. I'm going to coach Cody. I'm going to coach all of our players. I have an expectation of how they play. And so I'm not going to – I think we're being a little harsh because we're talking about arm strength. We're talking about this. We're talking about that. I just think let's let the guy play, you know, and let's see what he'll be when it's all said and done. He's a young player. He's a rookie. He's in a tough division. Played against some of the best defenses in football he has, and he's went out there and competed. Everything's not going to go perfect for him, you know, and it just doesn't. But I think sometimes when you pull a rookie – quarterback, everybody goes, oh my gosh, what is this? I mean, that happens. This is a National Football League. My job is what we just talked about, is to win football games. It's not anything else. It's not a popularity contest. This is, I'm trying to win every chance I walk out there. And if I think it's something I need to do to help our football team win, then that's what I'm going to do, you know, and I don't care what position it is. And so I just think sometimes when that happened, it turned into this big old to do. You know, like, oh, maybe you shouldn't make. Well, I would challenge anybody to come in all these meetings and go out to practice and be involved in practice to understand what we're trying to do. And sometimes it just don't go right. So that's my job. And I think sometimes quarterbacks get beat up the most, and they should. They're the leader of it all, you know. But I think he's a young player, and I think he's trying his hardest, and I think he's working extremely hard at it. And I want him to have success. It's my goal. It's my job. But at the same time, when it doesn't happen, it's also my job to make sure I do something different, you know, and that should be okay, you know, especially in this situation.
When you talk about being confident in the future, isn't a lot of that dependent on identifying and finding the franchise quarterback?
Absolutely. I don't disagree with that, and I think we will do that. You know, that's – I would hope to tell you guys that's why I'm here. You know, I came here with that thought in mind that we're going to – we're going to solve this quarterback issue that's been here, you know, and is the guy on our roster now? We're going to find that out. You know, is the guy somewhere else? You know, we're going to find that out too. But I think that's the beautiful part of it, you know, of trying to solve that. And I think we will. And until we solve that, I'm sure like many of you guys feel, we won't be what we want to be. But I think that I feel very comfortable and confident that we'll get that part of it solved. And then we'll move on from there.